News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, with a full implementation of the government's climate action plan, Ireland's emissions would only have an average a decrease of 3% per year right up to 2030. That's according to a new report out this morning from the Environmental Protection Agency. And this, of course, is despite the programme for government committing to a 7% annual cut in emissions. Well, for more, we're joined in the line by the Director General of the EPA, Laura Burke. Laura, will you just first of all outline the main findings from your report this morning, please?
Good morning. And yes, what we're seeing with the projections that we've just released today, and we release projections on an annual basis, and we look at all of the measures that are planned in order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And the report that we've released today is highlighting that with full implementation of the Climate Action Plan in 2019, that we can reduce our emissions. And I think, first of all, that's really positive and we should acknowledge that. And what it's showing is that we can reduce those emissions by an annual average of 3% between now and 2030. Now, what that requires is full implementation of the Climate Action Plan across all sectors. So what you're talking about is a big reduction in the reliance on fossil fuels for our energy, lots more retrofitting of homes, and lots more electric vehicles, for example, on the roads. And if all of that happens, emissions can be reduced, and we will meet our 2030 targets that we've committed to with regard to greenhouse gas emissions.
The Programme for Government commits to a 7% annual cut in emissions. You're talking about 3%. How do we try and hit that target or bridge that gap? Because 4% is still, it's still a long way.
Well, ultimately, if we're to go even further, even more actions will be required. And what we do is we take all of the policies that are committed to all across government, so whether that's the agriculture sector, the energy sector, etc., and we then model those and say, what's the impact? What would the result be? And of course, because the government has only just formed, we don't know as of yet what are the policies that are going to be proposed in order to bridge that gap, as you say. What we would expect to see is, as I said, even further ambition, for example, with regard to renewables. So we've come an awful long way in renewables in Ireland, a lot further probably than a lot of people a number of years ago would thought would have been achievable. And we now have around 36% of our electricity generated is from renewables. The ambition is to go further, and I suppose what I would be expecting to see is further and faster. We'd also be talking about things like more afforestation. So you were talking about trees earlier, maybe trees in an urban setting, but more general forestry around the country, which are really good at absorbing carbon. And also things like restoration of our peatlands, because a lot of the peatlands that we have in Ireland currently are actually releasing carbon. They've been, okay, I suppose, destroyed over the years. And it's now to restore those, which benefits from an environmental, yeah, and a climate perspective.
I'm just conscious that we have a lot of listeners who are probably commuting, to or from work, Laura, at this stage of the morning. And the current plan is to see, I think it's in the region of about a million electric vehicles, EVs, on the country's roads within the next decade. Just by way of from the transport perspective, is that enough?
Well, at the moment, under the current plan, you're talking about, a million EVs on the roads. It won't be enough. We'll need more in the transport sector. And that's where you'd look at, I suppose, more ambition in the area of public transport. But again, and I suppose what we would see in that, and when you even look at the moment in a kind of, I suppose, worldwide in the context of COVID, when there's less cars on the road, what you're seeing is also better air quality. But we need to be able to transport people, and in an urban environment, public transport is absolutely key to that. But I suppose I should also be careful here, because what we can, as the Environment Agency, what we do is we're modelling the policies. Mm. What we don't want to do is start second-guessing what those policies are. The key message here is that, we're on the right track, But we really need to be stepping up.
Just before I bring in Kieran Cuff from the Green Party, can I just ask you finally, Laura, obviously we've had a huge drop in the number of public transport vehicles, commuting vehicles on the roads over the past 4 months during the COVID-19 pandemic. How much of a successful or how much of an impact did you see during that period? Or is it too early to tell?
In a way, it's too early to tell because, you know, there's lots of projections. And I know even, for example, the ESRI have come out and said they would expect to see around a 9% reduction in emissions this year because of COVID. What we're seeing is around a 20% reduction in diesel sales up to the end of May, around a 30% reduction in petrol sales up to the end of May. So certainly there will be reductions because of COVID. But I think we really need to be clear, that's not the way to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. What we want is a strong economy that also has low emissions. And there's a real opportunity now in the context of building the economy back up, that the stimulus, that the monies that we're pumping into the economy are supporting green businesses, are supporting all of us as individuals to do green things in our homes, whether that's retrofitting our homes and things like that. So I suppose COVID, yes, it will have had a short-term impact. It shows the impact, particularly, I suppose, on air quality.
Okay.
But
all
it's
right.
not the solution.
OK, we'll leave it there. Director General of the Environmental Protection Agency, Laura Burke, my thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning. Green Party MEP for Dublin, Kieran Cuff, is on the line. Kieran, how do we get to that 7% annual reduction that you and the Greens want?
Well, I think we need more ambition. But I agree completely with Laura in terms of the actions that are needed. But if we up our ambition, we can do even more. Transport, of course, is an important one. We need to go electric, but we also need to tackle those short journeys that are being made by car. And that's where providing safe cycling and walking infrastructure is crucial. Looking ahead, I think we need to make it easier for people when they're changing their car to go electric, you know, because the range is increasing on newer models. Mm. And certainly for anybody whose main work is within the M50, there shouldn't be any need to go for a petrol or diesel
okay.
engine.
Laura,
improving public transport is important. But the most important thing, as I see it, on transport is to build on what we saw during the last few months of people teleworking 1 or 2 days a week.
Yeah, well,
not everybody can do that.
No,
but
and
I
that's an interesting point because as Laura mentioned there, from the EPA's perspective, it's not their job to look at the policy side of this. And obviously so many of our listeners are probably working from home or maybe they're only going back to work this week since the pandemic. Is there a need for more incentives, Kieran, do you think, to maybe attract people to stay at home or maybe work at home, you know, 2 or 3 days a week on a part-time basis?
I think there is. Look, it's not perfect, as I've learned from the last 3 months of not travelling to and from Brussels every week, but it can work very effectively. And I think we need to start by rolling it out within the public service and the civil service and incentivise it there, and then move on to making it easier for people working in the private sector to do this. Look, it's not a magic bullet in all of this, and there isn't any silver wand that can transform our emissions overnight. But certainly, if we can get people who are doing particularly very long commutes every day, if we can get them to maybe work from home 1 day a week or even 2 days a week, that will help.
Okay.
But we need a whole basket of measures in the transport area.
And as Laura Burke mentioned too, also full and early implementation of the 2019 Climate Action Plan. Can I just ask you, your party colleagues, Catherine Martin, Eamon Ryan, had previously said that they'd walk away from government if the green agenda wasn't met or the green commitments. What's your position, Kieran, on that?
Well, you know, it's a complex issue. I think a lot of the big car, greenhouse gas emission reductions will take time to deliver. When you talk about delivering ocean energy to kind of move our electricity from 30% renewable to 70% renewable, a lot of the infrastructure that we want to do, the kind of the offshore wind farms, they can't be done overnight. They will take 2, 3, 4 years. So it may take some time to build up to that 7%, even though we've seen very significant reductions within the spring of this year because of the pandemic. But, you know, you can't say that that will continue.
But would you be willing to walk away?
We have very clear deadlines, Andrea. In the autumn, we'll see a climate bill which will define how those five-year carbon budgets will be set. And as part of that, there'll be a lot of debate, discussion and planning. And look, each sector will have to play its part. And it can't be just, you know, the green ministers who deliver on this. Every part of government, from agriculture to transport to energy, will have to think about how to deliver these significant reductions that didn't simply come from the Green Party. They came from the Paris Agreement goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees. And as I see it, it's not something that we can kind of pick or choose. You know, Siberia is on fire at the moment. Okay. We're seeing extraordinary weather around the world, and we're seeing warmer and warmer temperatures that are causing huge challenges to some countries.
Okay, we'll leave it.
I think we have to do it. And I think we have to come up with a plan and make sure that everyone in government and every citizen buys into this.
Green Party MEP for Dublin, Kieran Coffey, my thanks to you for joining us in the programme this morning.